It's the dawning of a new age. It's time to set things right and start a new wave, a fast, dynamic, true, and smooth age, a new page in history. Let's move together towards the space age, soaring towards the human race age. The time is right to start a new wave, a fast, dynamic, smooth, and true age. Good evening, everybody. You know what day it is. You know what time it is. It's Tuesday, and this is BBSRadio.com, and this is the Inside Hour with yours truly, Reverend Roxy, and, of course, the host with the most and the man who is on the road doing the best he can around the world, trying to set the frequencies right and get us all in tune for the hereafter, which is now, Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Len, you there?
Reverend Roxy, thank you so much, sister.
Give us an invocation. I just love the way you just set it all straight by just telling the Lord, hey, this is our prayer for this day.
Well, Heavenly Creator, we thank you for my sister, Reverend Roxy Hampton, for her blessings, for her anointings, and for this very special way that she introduced with this poetry, this Inside Hour. We thank you for all the listeners, Heavenly Creator. We praise you for your glorious blessings that you're constantly pouring out from your heavenly throne, that you're constantly refilling and replenishing with your love, with your glory, with your sustenance, with your water, divine water, the crystal waters that will flow into our bloodstreams that once again uplifts us in your spirit and service, Heavenly Creator. We praise you for all of these things that you give us that we sometimes don't think about and we sometimes don't give you the credit and glory for, but I want you to know right now that I give it all up to you, Heavenly Creator. So does Reverend Roxy and so does every listener on BBSRadio.com right now on this Inside Hour. We give it up to you and we say praise you. Thank you so much for protecting us at these urgent times, critical times, where there's a lot of people who are not so sustained and so clear and so in faith and trust and that haven't turned that switch of faith and trust on so that the flow of heavenly protection and divine revelation comes to us. We, your humble servants, we praise you for giving us that protection, for turning that switch on. And we thank you for, in the process of receiving that light, that power, that love, we are protected in your cocoon like a child within a womb. We praise you so much, Heavenly Creator, for all these blessings. So I give it up to you, and I thank you, Creator, for bringing the people to this program tonight. And in Yasha's name, I praise you. That's Yeshua's name. For those of you who don't know, that's Jesus' true name, Yeshua. And in your name, Creator, Heavenly Creator, I praise you, and I have full faith and trust. Amen.
Amen. Yes, Dr. Len, you do it well. You do it well.
It takes one to know one, my beloved sister.
Yeah, I'm thankful for all the words of encouragement, and I thought, you know, we were just talking before the show that you had an agenda tonight, and I'm with you all the way on it, you know. It's kind of synchronistic that you would mention Dr. Gallo, and for those people who have not seen In Lies We Trust, you know you must hither to go right now to InLiesWeTrust.com and get yourself a copy of that DVD so you can get up to snuff on what is current in the news and what should be talked about, because it's not ancient history and it should be fair game in this here election year that we should talk about this thing called AIDS and that we should talk about what has transpired over the, how many years would you say from the time that the man discovered it, identically with, I guess, Pasteur over there. The French and the Americans fought over who actually discovered it. They both seem to, I do remember, they were...
It's 25 years. It's coming up on 25 years ago where this man, Dr. Robert Gallo, allegedly discovered the AIDS virus. Actually, it was 1972. Let's look. 72 to 82 to 92. Yeah, that's right. We're looking at... 84 was when he allegedly discovered it. So we're coming up on 25 years for that. And it was actually 15 years before that, 1972, that he was actually engaged in the development of these types of viruses. So, you know, I did want to introduce this concept, and I wanted to share this issue, how it's come up, but I wanted to give our listeners a sense of, and this is a little off topic, but like, how did you spend your day today? And why did you spend your day doing what you did, sister?
Oh, me? I spent my day today raising Cain. I actually pressed Cain today so that we could fulfill an order for a man in Philadelphia as a result of you talking on the airwaves. He's a borderline diabetic. He's not taking insulin right now and has made the commitment and is now sending, and we're sending him 2 gallons and tomorrow, FedEx, and he's going to start his regime by beginning to take control of his own life by regulating his blood sugar with Cane. So, and why do I do it? Because I know that there's work to be done, and somebody's got to do it, you know?
So, yeah, well, I thank you for doing that. That's so wonderful. For folks who don't know, I watch Reverend Roxy Hampton and her sister, who is a blessed person, Sativa, helped this man to overcome, after 20 years of being on insulin, being a diabetic that lost a toe to the gangrene and the lack of oxygenation associated with the blood sugar irregularities associated with diabetes, that I watched her take this 20-year-old veteran of insulin and diabetes off of it in 3 days. Through lots of love, through lots of cane juice, fresh squeezed cane juice. And if you want to talk about witnessing a miracle, that's one of the best ones I've ever witnessed in about 56 years of my life.
You know, it's really incredible what happened in that occasion because, you know, with diabetes, they're all into having to do what? Measure their blood. They have to stick themselves and they have to measure their blood. And so this man had a number. You know, numbers don't lie. He would wake up in a certain particular area of the dial, and he would go to bed at a certain particular point in the dial. And when we introduced the cane, and when he introduced the change in his diet, he saw results, and he started getting more activity. You know, everybody out there that are diabetics, have been diagnosed as diabetics, this is a condition of unbalance for a lot of you, and a lot of it can be maintenance and controlled through your diet. And the cane juice is a way to get to jumpstart the brain, to give it what it wants so that it begin to send the right and correct messages to the body so that you're able to balance your energy levels. Because we're talking about metabolism here. Isn't this right, Dr. Lynn? We're talking about the ability to burn the energy, the fuel, to take advantage of it. And as we know, sugar, processed sugar in all its forms, honey, and these things, although honey is natural and it's wonderful, but in a world of excess, it's still too much for the brain to deal with.
It's poison.
And speaking of brains, I just wanted to make notice, you know, Ted Kennedy, our Senator Ted Kennedy from Massachusetts, when he first had his fall down, and they said it wasn't a heart attack, it wasn't a stroke, it was a seizure. I immediately said to myself, oh, let us look at this man over the period of time that he has lived and the kind of lifestyle that he led. Would it be so surprising that this man would have a seizure at the age of 76, which is, to me, young when you're talking about longevity and what could be promised to you with a good, healthy diet? And then backtrack. So what I want to say is I don't believe all the hype about this wonderful man and how tough he is and all of that. This is absolutely, this cancer that is in his brain now is a result of a spiritual and mental and political imbalance that is getting ready to be, and everybody's getting what they deserve. This is not something that we could wish upon this man who has been privy to so much damage to our American government and also to the people in general. This is God's judgment on him, and that it should lodge in his brain, and that it should be in the parietal region of sensation and mobility thought, not thought, excuse me, that's the front, but there's one other that goes with it, that he is now pronounced a sentence upon him that he must now live out. So I am hoping that Ted, I pray every day that Ted will tell the truth and set us all free about what has been happening. Because he knows about this AIDS thing that you're getting ready to talk about. These are the necessities of evil.
Yes, he is completely evil.
Thank you for letting me go on for a minute on that.
He's not just observed this, the insiders manipulating, coercing, enslaving, and killing the populations. He's been at the forefront of legislating it.
Oh.
And, you know, he and his colleague from Massachusetts, Barney Frank, they've done more to decimate the Constitution of the United States than I think anyone in there, anyone at Capitol Hill. So when I saw that news, I also said the same thing that you just said. That's funny you would say that. For me, it was a karmic judgment day for him. And, you know, we each literally get exactly what we deserve. As we sow, so shall we reap. And really it is in the Creator's law, that it's an eye for an eye and it's a tooth for a tooth. And that's the way it is. And that law is based on the mathematics of the matrix, which in the physics world is what's called the mathematical matrix of the universe, which is akin to the, in the religious world, the kingdom of heaven. And so you know, as you put your energy into that, if you look at Nassim Haramein's research, and this is all in the Love Code, Love the Real Da Vinci Code, and on the DVD, the Love Code DVD. And by the way, that reminds me, we've got a fabulous, this weekend, if you are anywhere in the Northwest, near Vancouver, Washington, you will absolutely have to attend the Love Code Seminar Musical Healing Celebration, where all these divine revelations will be put forth, including the musical concert in the evening with Scott Huckabee, who is the universal guitarist for the Spiritual Renaissance. He is absolutely phenomenal, and he's playing in 528, which is that musical note within this matrix, within the musical mathematical matrix. It's the center of the matrix. It's the center of the rainbow. It's the center of your heart, which is the color green. It's nearly the center of the color green, and the center of the rainbow is 528 hertz frequency. It's the miraculous repair frequency for damaged DNA. And that DNA is an antenna to the Creator. So if you want to repair your antenna to the Creator, you listen to 528 hertz frequency, you tone it, you sing it, you chant it, you play it, you retune your instruments to it. And you listen to Scott Huckabee on Saturday night, this coming Saturday night, May 24th, at the Red Lion Hotel on the Key in Vancouver, Washington. It's about 15 minutes north, I understand, of Portland, Oregon. And join us Saturday morning at around 8:30. Come 8:30, register for the event. You can register still online early. Get a $25 discount, and it's still a ridiculously bargain price. We did that. It's not about making money, folks. At this point, it's about spreading the great news, the gospel, about what physical salvation and sustenance is all about, what the divine spiritual evolution is all about, how we win, how we can walk through the valley of the shadow of death, fearing no evil and being protected in that cocoon of total blessedness, holiness, prosperity in all ways. That includes health and financial. There's nothing missing, nothing broken in this kingdom of heaven. And it's yours. It's right here. It's right now. It's yours to touch, yours to vibe into, to flow with, to be in the flow with, to live the life of synchronicity instead of stupidity. And so this is what the Love Code Seminar Musical Healing Celebration is about. That's what the Love Code DVD documentary is all about, and that's what Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, the book, is all about. That book, by the way, is still online for free. You can read my 16th book, Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, online for free, and after you get done reading it, you'll want a hard copy, and it's $23 and change by calling toll-free, 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. 508-4787 and or go online to healthyworldstore.com. Healthyworldstore.com. So, this issue of, taking the truth that shall set us free and the botanicals and the herbs that are being now taken away from us by the global industrialists in this thing called Codex Alimentarius, and in Canada, it's Health Canada's manipulation through a project, a legislation called C-51. And this whole concept of what you're talking about with how you can reverse in 3 days a horrific case of diabetes, and it's all done naturally through fresh-squeezed cane juice. Well, see, these are the secreted truths that shall set us free. And these are the botanicals and herbs and natural bounty that can sustain us and reverse illness. And so now we have to look at what's been in the news recently, and I'm going to be doing a show on Genesis Broadcasting Network on Thursday morning that deals with what has been the fallout of Reverend Jeremiah Wright, who, for people who haven't been watching the news or listening to the news, used to be Barack Obama's minister, a wise, holy man, very, very intelligent man, who's a pastor who teaches the gospel according to the truth, not according to manipulation and deception. And in that truth that he preached, he included the Anglo-American genocide called AIDS. And he said that this was an attack, a genocidal manipulation of the black and colored people population. And indeed, that's exactly what it was. And when brought to the national press by the demonization and slandering of him, he stated nationally before the news media that people who have a question as to whether he's in integrity and knows what he's talking about with certainty regarding this AIDS lunacy is reading the book, Dr. Leonard Horowitz's book, he said, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola. So since that moment, my phones have been ringing, and we've been doing some radio interviews. CNN actually copped out, and I think we've got to file a civil case and a commercial lien on CNN. And I'd like to do that for about $60 million, given the fact that the communications that we issue via radio, via the media, and via our networks, I have to consider my time highly valuable. That is, I save about 12 lives an hour, and they distracted me for about 5 hours. So, you figure it out. We're looking at 60 lives. What's 60 lives worth? Certainly more than $60 million. So the concept of the suppression in the mainstream media committing a atrocity of genocide, which is the mass killing or enslaving of people for profit, because indeed these devil doers, including Kennedy in Massachusetts, is on the take by the drug industrialists, the petrochemical industrialists, the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel that deals in genocide, making money off of humanity's suffering. So that the issue of AIDS has been coming back, and now, of course, as soon as this issue reared its ugly head again, there's the contingent of people out there that say that the virus has nothing to do with the plague, that HIV is not a deadly virus, that the AIDS virus, they say, is harmless, and maybe not even existent. Many of these people follow what is man's name, by name of Peter Duesberg. And so this radio show, I've been asked to go on and debate a Peter Duesberg fanatic, follower, who says that AIDS is not caused by a virus, and quite honestly, he's right. In fact, AIDS, all the symptoms of AIDS, is caused by mycoplasma. It's a co-infection. The AIDS virus is an immune suppressive agent. And they argue that it's not. Well, just think about this, folks. What happens when your computer gets a virus in it? What happens to your computer? Duh. Like, wake up. If it's a virus and it's been injected by vaccinations and it's gotten into the human system, it's not going to be beneficial. It's going to cause systems to dysfunction, crashing out. And that's what patients do when they have immune suppression. They crash. And so the reality is that this issue has been brought back, and I've written something here that we're going to be putting out as a kind of press release. If you're not on our network of email network, you want to go to healthyworldstore.com, healthyworldstore.com, and put your email address in, and then you'll be receiving various press releases and information such as this. And I have to share with you that what we're looking at, what is this thing that says that AIDS virus is not the cause of AIDS? It's really part of what's called a Hegelian dialectic. What is that? Well, that's kind of like a debate, engaging rhetoric in many cases. It's an old school type of ploy to create the semblance of an educational inquiry into a certain subject. But what it is a confusion, an intended deception, whereby you present first what's called the thesis, and you follow it by what's called the antithesis or antithesis. In this particular case of AIDS, we have the thesis that HIV virus causes the problem. The proponent of this, of course, is Dr. Robert Gallo, the man credited with having discovered the virus way back in 1984, and I showed you in the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, that he was engaged in creating and developing these precise types of never-before-seen population-reducing agents that were the combination of leukemia, lymphoma, sarcoma, cancer viruses from various species, sewn together, mutated, hybridized, recombined in test tubes and culture dishes. And then, to get them to jump species, they cultured them in human white blood cells in some studies and human fetal tissue cells in other studies. And that's what Dr. Robert Gallo's scientific papers say, and that's the contracts that I've reprinted in the book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, and that is why Reverend Jeremiah Wright told everybody listening nationwide, if you have a real sincere desire to know the truth with regard to this AIDS genocide, then you will get the book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola. You will read the book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, by Horowitz, and you will attend to the U.S. government contracts that he reprinted in black and white, showing you even how much U.S. taxpayer paid to finance what amounts to global genocide. So now the Duisburg people come. After Reverend Wright says his thing and Dr. Horowitz says his thing, this last week and a half has been the Duisburg crowd. So this article is called Duisburg Concurs with Gallo on special virus cancer program linked to AIDS in 1973. Starts in the aftermath of Reverend Jeremiah Wright's accusation that AIDS is a man-made genocidal weapon targeting mainly minority people. The matter of whether HIV-1 virus even exists has returned to the center stage. There are many people like Peter Chalka, like Gary Null, medical writers who advanced Dr. Peter Duisburg's theory that HIV-1 has nothing to do with AIDS. They complain of a massive cover-up directed by drug industrialists who profit from people popping pills to cure the many ills associated with AIDS. Well, they're right about that. Duisburg's theory proponents say violates and contraindicates anybody that says that AIDS, HIV, causes AIDS. And they degrade anyone alleging that the virus even exists. A step beyond even what Duisburg argues. He says gay lifestyles and drug side effects are the root causes of the pandemic, and that most third world victims are killed by diseases unrelated to AIDS or this HIV fabrication. Standard counterintelligence propaganda is what we're really looking at. And I wrote this about this situation and about this topic in the book Emerging Viruses. The conspiracy centers on Duisberg and his infamous collaborator, Dr. Robert Gallo, the alleged AIDS discoverer. If you simply read their special virus cancer program contracts and conference exchanges, you will learn the truth. In 1973, for example, Dr. Duisberg was asked by Dr. Gallo whether the genetic hot spot that caused cells to become cancerous was responding to an external or internal virus-like particle. As I reprinted in Emerging Viruses, Duisberg replied, quote, "I think there is little doubt that Rous sarcoma, SV, sarcoma virus, mouse sarcoma virus, or AMV, the bird virus, can be the cause of cancer. At least they cause chicken cancer," Gallo added. "I think the information for carcinogenesis may be packaged into only very special type C, very special type C RNA tumor viruses, which are oncogenic," that means cancer-causing, "such as the woolly monkey, simian sarcoma virus," he said. And Duisberg replied, "That's absolutely right." In essence, Gallo stated and Duisberg acknowledged that only very special retroviruses could be expected to produce AIDS-like immunosuppression and cancers. And this had already been proven in monkeys and other animals. In fact, AIDS-like viruses, they agreed, caused cancers in chickens and monkeys before they were modified in these folks' laboratories to infect humans, which was the main purpose of the massive special virus cancer research program in which Gallo and Duisberg collaborated. Again, their contracts are reprinted in my book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola. Now, what Gallo did with monkeys, Duisberg did with chickens. Then they compared their observations. Both were paid a lot of money to create in their labs the very special viruses containing the very special enzyme, RNA-dependent reverse transcriptase. That is the AIDS virus enzyme, the enzyme that makes the AIDS virus tick. It's called RNA-dependent DNA polymerase or reverse transcriptase that produced the never-before-seen leukemia, lymphoma, sarcoma, cancers associated with immune system failure. Then Gallo's team got these viruses containing these unique enzymes to jump species into humans. From there, the evidence indicates Gallo's team sent these very special viruses to New York and Philadelphia in live chimpanzees that were used to produce the 1972-74 hepatitis B vaccines given to gay men in New York City and villagers in Central Africa and Willowbrook State School mentally retarded children on Staten Island in New York. The rest is pretty well-known history, including the sudden closure of Willowbrook State School in 1976 due to documented child abuse by school officials collaborating with researchers under a U.S. Army experimental vaccine research contract. The significance of Duisberg's contract was said to, quote, "provide important insight into the mechanism by which RNA tumor viruses bring about malignant transformation and the understanding of the causation and control of human neoplastic disease, that is, cancerous tissue. Duisberg's contract was dated June 1971. At the precise time, Henry Kissinger was advancing his African foreign policy depopulation strategy, historically documented in the now declassified National Security Memorandum 200. You might consider this unrelated to Duisberg and Gallo's collaboration, but it's highly related. Highly related in the development of special viruses. Again, that word special in military circles connotes secret. The secret virus cancer program. And you would say that maybe these relationships between Kissinger and National Security Memorandum 200 and Duisberg and Gallo were unrelated, except for the fact the private company that paid their salaries was directed by Henry Kissinger's Nixon White House colleague, Roy Ash, currently a major Republican Party fundraiser. Roy Ash's company, Litton Industries, owned the medical subsidiary called Litton Bionetics. They owned and operated the National Cancer Institute's Fort Detrick, Maryland facilities. They ran it. They paid all the money going through it. They administered all the programs, including Dr. Duisberg's and Dr. Gallo's. And they were the United States Army's sixth top biological weapons contractor at that time. Gallo and Duisberg were both paid by them, and Gallo received his monkeys and chimpanzees from them. This is why the human AIDS virus, HIV-1, is so much like the chimpanzee immunodeficiency virus. Common sense tells you what happened. I laid it out in the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola. Litton Bionetics shipped contaminated chimpanzees loaded with the HIV relatives or HIV itself and sent it to New York and Philadelphia, where Dr. Maurice Hilleman got them off the plane. He tells you that in that documentary Reverend Roxy Hampton just told you about, In Lies We Trust, subtitled The CIA, Hollywood, and Bioterrorism. Watch it online at inliesweetrust.com. Go to it on Google or in 16 parts on YouTube or call the toll-free number I gave you. I'll give it to you again in a couple minutes so you can begin to understand this man, Dr. Maurice Hilleman, actually did precisely what I said because he said himself. He brought in contaminated monkeys destined for vaccine research and development at Merck that was associated with the onset of AIDS. So Duisberg, at this time, Peter Barry Chalka, Gary Null, all of these Duisberg proponents that are saying that HIV has nothing to do with HIV/AIDS are simply covering up Duisberg's intimate association with the people, program, and political policy that generated the Great AIDS Genocide. There you have it, Reverend Roxy. What do you think?
Oh, I am so with you on it because, you know, when you were doing the In Lies We Trust DVD, you had me on a mission to talk to Roger Christie here on the island, who was an intelligence student at Fort Detrick. And part of his whole, he came across a lot of very sensitive papers that he has gotten his hands on, that he has, that talks about the Defense Research Department and how monies were given to start and monies were given to defend this idea for altering an organism. In other words, to do something with this organism, and that this Dr. Gallo had a lot to do with it, and that they were mass producing this virus so that they could come up with the when you got the vaccine, right?
Right, the anti serum.
That there came, see, this is where it gets real good. As, you know, my father said, standing on a lie is like standing on an ice cube in the middle of the ocean. You're bound to fall off. If you tell the truth, you don't have to worry about what it's going to be like 10, 15, 20 years from now. It will be the same statement. It will always happen. What's happening now is that now that all of this has come up, it's like a festering sore. It's like cancer. And they now have to come up with another cover story. And as they do that, they forget these old dinosaurs, that there's all other ways that people can get at the truth. There are many ways to get at that truth. And some of them are going to come and bite them on the butt very directly, and are going to come from just the ordinary individual. Number one, I'll tell you that there are cases where people have been told that they have chemical AIDS, okay? That people have been told that they have hereditary AIDS, that this is this kind of AIDS and that kind of AIDS. Other people have been told that they have, but when it all comes down to it, you have man-made products creating a disturbance in the body. And when people can really get to that, then they'll get to the truth. And one other thing that supports what everybody's talking about, that this isn't something that's made up. This was carefully designed, and they're sitting on the edge of their seat hoping that it will work, for you all have to consider the genocide. It's a very new word in our language, 1942. But have you ever come across when they were arguing, Dr. Lynn, about who was going to get a patent and who actually discovered this here virus? They were going to go for a patent, and that he didn't go for it, but his assistant. Have you ever heard anything about a man named P-O-P-B-I-C, Poppic?
Yes, I have. I've read some of that research. You know, I want to also go back to Roger Christie, who you mentioned was working at Fort Detrick.
Well,
he was ruffling through a file that I understand was full of papers about ethnic weaponry.
Yes, exactly. I didn't want to let the cat out of the bag because I thought perhaps we should have a conversation with that there man. For when everybody understands that they're living history, when everybody understands, that's why it's so important that you get to these Love Code seminars, because when you begin to see that you too have a piece of the puzzle, that what you might say might just click and be the watershed of truth that can just never, the doors can never be closed again on us. Roger Christie would be a good example.
Yeah, he would be good to have on the program. Now I'm going to read, you know, I usually do this from memory. I'm pretty good at doing this paragraph. I've mentioned it so many times, but I've got it in front of me, so I'll cheat tonight.
Oh, go ahead, read it.
Yeah, this is from the Department of Defense appropriations request for 1970 funding. It's listed under the topic of synthetic biological agents. And this comes at the time, again, when Henry Kissinger was basically just about getting into office. Yeah, so this is 69. Kissinger is in the White House
right, as
National Security Advisor under Richard Nixon, overseeing CIA, FBI, and foreign policy.
Right.
President's father, George H.W. Bush, has just a couple months before gotten off the floor of Congress saying the number one U.S. national security threat is burgeoning third world populations, particularly in Africa, the black people. There are too many of them. Time to kill them. That's what they said as U.S. national security's number one threat. That was President George H.W. Bush before he became president, before he became CIA director. He was congressman in Texas. That's what he said when he stood up in Congress in 1968. So now Kissinger comes in as Nelson Rockefeller's protege into the Nixon White House. Vice President Nelson Rockefeller in that White House made Henry Kissinger the Council on Foreign Relations Nuclear Weapons Study Group director, not far from that period, and that's why we have nuclear weapons deployed around the face of the planet. At the same time, according to Walter Isaacson, who's Time Magazine's managing editor, he wrote in his biography of Kissinger that Kissinger selected the option that he was given by Admiral Sumvalt when he ordered Admiral Sumvalt from the Navy to do a reassessment of America's biological weapons capabilities. He then selected the option, that's a virtual quote from Walter Isaacson, for the development then of these types of immune system ravaging microorganisms. Now, this is the actual classified document that was found by another military officer rifling through a filing cabinet. His name was Zares Miles, a black officer who, when he saw the same files that Roger Christie saw on ethnic weaponry, including this document, he photocopied it and snuck it out of the office and got it to, ultimately, Dr. Robert Strecker. That's how I got it. I got it from Strecker. So this is what sat on my desk before I was living in reality. I was still living in denial at the time and ignorant and naive, and I couldn't believe that this was a legitimate document, but it really is. So here's what it says. Again, this is 1969 for 70 funding through Bionetics Research Labs. As Kissinger's in the White House, as the man who is the director of American Industry for Richard Nixon, his name is Roy Ash again, he was also the director, president of Litton Industries and the company, overseeing the company that controlled the Army's sixth top biological weapons contracting lab called Bionetics, which ultimately got this contract about which I'm about to share the appropriations request. It says, quote, within the next 5 to 10 years, now again, this is 1969 for 70 funding, that means by 74, 5 years, it will be possible to make a new infective microorganism, which could differ in certain important aspects from any known disease-causing organism. Most important of these is it might be refractory to the immunological and therapeutic processes upon which we depend, that is, we human beings depend to maintain our relative freedom from infectious diseases. A research program to explore the feasibility of this could be completed in approximately 5 years at a total cost of $10 million. Now, that's exactly the amount of money, or just about $2.15 million a year, was given to Bionetics Research Lab under the direction of National Cancer Institute Project Officer Dr. Robert Gallo, who, as I just read previously, was engaged in conversation, dialogue, and scientific inquiry with Peter Duisberg. Now, it says here, continues this, now, it will be very difficult, it says, to establish such a program. Molecular biology is a relatively new science. Again, that's precisely what Gallo was at the top of. There are not many highly competent scientists in the field. Well, that's where Gallo was given the contract, because he was the top in that field. Almost all are in university laboratories. Gallo wasn't. He was in a military bionetics lab at the National Cancer Institute. And they are generally adequately supported from sources other than Department of Defense. However, it was considered possible to initiate an adequate program through, get this folks, the National Academy of Sciences, National Research Council, the most esteemed of all health science agencies, granted Dr. Robert Gallo and gave him the go-ahead as a molecular biologist, one of the very few at the top to develop these synthetic biological agents for germ warfare. The matter was discussed, this is quote, the matter was discussed with NASNRC, National Academy of Sciences, National Research Council, and tentative plans were made to initiate the program. However, decreasing funds in CB, chemical biological, arena, growing criticism of the chemical biological program and our reluctance to involve the National Academy of Sciences, National Research Council in such a controversial endeavor have led us to postpone it for the past 2 years. Oh, crying. Oh, so sad. They postponed the global genocide for 2 years. Continue quote. It is a highly controversial issue, and there are many who believe such research should not be undertaken lest it lead to yet another method of massive killing of large populations. On the other hand, without the without the sure scientific knowledge that such a weapon is possible and an understanding of the ways it could be done, there is little that can be done to devise defensive measures. Now, that's, by the way, this is end quote now. By the way, that's how they suckered everybody into believing that they had put an end to biological weaponry. Nixon, 1972, right about a year or two after this, actually, it was 2 years after this document was actually started and the contract began, Nixon declared that Bionetics controlled Fort Detrick, Maryland, was the new home of the National Cancer Institute, exclusively dealing in preventative measures against biological warfare that focused on vaccinations. This is how now we have AIDS through the contaminated vaccines and so many of the cancers. Nixon said, I'm turning swords into plowshares by making this, the Fort Detrick, Maryland facilities, the new home of the National Cancer Institute. And that's who Dr. Gallo was operating for, overseeing Bionetics, the leading a leading biological weapons contractor and the complete administrator of the entire National Cancer Institute. All the checks, all the money, all the programs, all the monkeys, the monkey viruses, the monkey cell lines, chimpanzees having to do with cancer virus research, vaccine development, and biological weaponry was all supplied by these people, Bionetics, under the direction of the Nixon White House. Continue quote, should an enemy develop it, there's little doubt that this is an important area of potential military technological inferiority in which there is no adequate research program. Thus, end quote, they needed to continue and do exactly what it is that I'm saying. So this is the document that we've reprinted in the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, and it's a very, very, very serious and sad and indicting document that everyone in America should seriously consider, read, review, spread around, because it will give you some perspective on the presidential election, whereby your leading Democratic contender today has run from this truth and stood on lies. And he stands now, as Reverend Roxy says, in the middle of an ocean, standing on an ice cube, where the whole thing is melting all around him, and he's playing the game as usual. You know, unfortunately, I could say that, Ron Paul wouldn't do that, but unfortunately, I have to tell you, Ron Paul has been doing the same thing. I want to give you a little report. A couple weeks ago, I reported to you that I was asked to give a keynote address by all of the leaders in the grassroots movement for Ron Paul's election and campaign. And they invited me to bring forth this issue, and I did, and they applauded it, and they then sent their delegates and representatives directly to Ron Paul's chief of staff and his campaign, and had discussions with Ron Paul, a medical doctor, a medical deity, who likewise knows the consequences of what the origin of AIDS being vaccination-induced genocide. And so he failed, just like Barack Obama, to deal with this issue. Now, a lot of people are saying that they're smart. A lot of people say that this is the way that they need to be in order to get elected. A lot of those same people say if they didn't do it, if they didn't run from the truth in this way, they won't get elected, and they can't then be in a position to make a difference. You know what I say? The truth shall set you free. Not fear of being beaten in a political campaign. Not fear of anything. The truth solely shall set you free. And the reason for that is real simple. We've dealt with it in other programs. The Love Code Seminar this weekend in Portland area, we're going to be doing it again. We're going to be dealing with the magnificent revelations of how The truth is the math. The truth of the universe is the musical mathematical matrix that constructs the entire universe upon which the laws of physics rely. That means underlying the way, underneath an understanding, standing under the way the laws of the universe operate, the laws of the physics operate, there is a mathematics. And one in one is always two, unless you're a liar and a cheater. Math never lies. That's why it forms the basis for the laws of the universe and the physics, the laws of physics. And that's why it's the currency, the flow of money, really, sustainability, really, the mathematics of divinity, really, is all math. And so, if you're standing on anything except for the truth that shall set you free, you're enslaved. And you're going to go down enslaved. And you're going to rot in hell enslaved. And that hell might just be your life, right here, right now. And so that is where the massive ignorance lies. You know, a great example that comes quickly to mind is when I was brought to Africa. I was invited to Africa by Jermaine Jackson, Michael Jackson's brother, who set up a conference, a medical conference for the Queen, the first family, who is a medical doctor of Gabon, and I attended and I presented and I stayed at their mansion. And their mansion was three stories, magnificent. And to get in, of course, you had to go through a guarded gate, and the gate was the center of about 15 foot high cement walls, white washed cement walls, and at the top of those 15-foot high whitewashed cement walls was barbed wire that went up another 3 or 4 feet, circular barbed wire. And from the second floor, you still could not see the Atlantic Ocean. You still could not see the ocean. From the second, you have to go up to the third floor, which they never went. They never went. They didn't have an elevator in this castle. They probably could have afforded one. But they lived on the first floor. And they never saw the magnificent sea. They were literally living encaged, imprisoned in their own massive wealth. And so, this is the kind of concept. If Barack Obama thinks he's getting a bargain by running away from the truth and not standing on the truth, and if Ron Paul, the grassroots American hero that's, you know, the allegedly only savior and salvation politician, is running away from this truth, then think about what they're running away from. And what they're running into. They're running away from the concept that people don't matter. That people matter. They're running away from the concept that the genocide that's taking the lives of millions and millions of people worldwide is not an important political issue to bring to the forefront. They're running away from the reality that the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel that is decimating the population and causing the heartbreak of families and friends that you know and I know. They're running away from that tragedy and reality. And where are they running to? A personal imprisonment. A false reality whereby the greatest truths that shall set them free are nowhere to be found. They live in deception land. It's kind of like Disneyland in the political arena. We'll call it deception land. And that's where they're running into office. to become a political officer. So, anyway, my hat's off to them. Reverend Roxy, you want to say anything before we close this evening?
Oh, just that it's time to listen to, you know, Evident Footprints coming on, and you know he's going to be releasing the information about the Three Stooges, so stay tuned to that, and I hope that you all will listen to yours truly on Sunday, Mission Possible Radio Hour. I'll continue. I'm going to be following up with some stuff to Dr. Len here because I want to get more to that patent. Because if we're going to have to argue one more time before they close the door, I want to let them all know you're going to have to lie some more, you
mm-hmm.
know, and I really want that out. So other than that, everything is cool over here in the Big Island. We're just waiting for you to get back here.
Wonderful.
And
all right, let's close it off, and welcome everybody to Don Nikoloff's program coming up. Don't miss it. I want to give you that toll-free number, I promise to. It's 888-508-4787. That's for registering for the Love Code Seminar, Musical Healing Celebration, this coming weekend, Saturday, May 24th, Portland, Oregon area. It's actually Vancouver, Washington, the Red Lion Hotel on the Key, which is a beautiful waterway, and call this toll-free number, 888-508-4787 for tickets. You can also go online to lovecodeseminar.com and register online, lovecodeseminar.com. Please stay tuned, as Reverend Roxy said, to Don Nikoloff's program, Evident Footprints, coming up right now on BBS Radio. Love you, folks. Next time, see you again. Bye-bye.
Where would $5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.
This is Pete Seeger, and you're listening to BBS Radio.
Hi, this is Robert Lee Kemp, the host of the Mr. Destiny Radio Show here on bbsradio.com. Tune in Monday nights on the late night section at 7:30 Pacific and 10:30 Eastern. I want to invite you to come and listen in or participate in our lively and informative shows. Would you like to know something about your special destiny? How about your personal relationships or your finances? Are you thinking of moving but not sure when or if you should? Did you just meet somebody and want to know whether or not you are compatible? Would you like to know when you will meet somebody new or have more business success? Or would you like some help understanding your life and yourself? If you answered yes to any of these questions, I may have some answers for you. Tell me your birthday and I can reveal your secrets, maybe even secrets that you don't even know. The system I used is described in my two books, Cards of Your Destiny and Love Cards, available in all major bookstores. Your birthday is the key to your birth card, and that card tells me everything about you. I invite you to come and learn more. I hope to see you then.
you're listening. What more can I say?
their real genealogy.
Hello, my name is
Wow.
And
not the
I want
one
to
we've been
you
given,
to
the,
visit
the one the Lord led me to.
Every Sunday at 4 p.m.
Yeah.
At Ian's place,
and,
we have
and
the most
pretty,
powerful
pretty
conversations on talk radio. If you want to start
wow.
living your life
in
your way, then
term.
Ian's place is
uh-huh.
the place for you.
And,
we're going to cut to the chase.
Some of
and
all
have
this research is
going to
go into
so
two books by
coffee,
Dr. Kasim Khalil. In fact, we talked about it today. I made a discovery about 9/11 also.
Oh, really? You should hear about the 9/11 report I got that God's going to give me prophetically that he gave me already for the spiritual part when I'm getting ready to release his letters. Absolutely mind-blowing.
Can we talk about that tonight?
Well, actually, you know, no, because it, and actually what it is God gave me an overview of the whole United States of America through the 9/11. And so, you know, I can share a little bit about 9/11, about, you know, the couple of things God gave me where I call the 8-1-1 dream before 9/11 happened. I sent it to the White House and sent a 4-page document to President Bush, and he wrote me back a personal letter. And then one of the things the Lord told me about that when 9/11 happened, and then how I waited all these years, and I never even looked at one report, never read a conspiracy report, never read the 9/11 Commission, never read anything about it, never thought anything about it until last November. God spoke to me and showed me the whole United States through the 9/11, what was going to happen, how it was going to come about.
Now, Pastor Stevens, hold on. We're just going to get started here.
Okay, thank you.
Turn on the music.
We were just kicking it, talking about a little extraterrestrial kind of a thing. We have a little party together. Everybody's coming through from the galaxy. But, of course, you got to get the right direction, so we got to have the right vibration. Right vibrations is